Blog Talk Radio.
Achieve greater success. You may be tuning in thinking, ooh, Coach Adam, this is an interesting question. And yes, there are some things that I know I need to build, may not know what that looks like. And I love that you are here today to jumpstart your week with motivation and inspiration. Well, you know, I want you to know that we're going to grow together this evening and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. What do you need to build in order to achieve greater success?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely enjoy Mondays, because this is an opportunity for each and every one of us, myself included, to jumpstart our week empowered and motivated and without question inspired for the journey ahead. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and our Shape Up series gives us the tools that we need to pull from our toolbox and to move to the next level by closing that gap from where we are on our journey to where we desire to grow. And, you know, speaking of tools, there is a great resource available for you. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. And we want to encourage you Our global listening audience, if you're not already taking advantage of our on-demand library, I challenge you to use this as a great resource and tool. If you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last featured broadcast, we looked at Trash It. We're going to give some thoughts around that as we build our case for where we're going today. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I can say I truly desire to win, and every day I'm focused in that direction. And so we want to give you support on your journey. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming around today's topic, around today's subject. And then we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. You know, I love it when we open the lines up, and it just adds to a greater richness. And so the interactive environment is definitely something that we love. And again, if time permits, we want to welcome you into the discussion and the conversation and give you some support on your journey right where you are. And I want you to know that we genuinely encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pen, your notepad, your desktops, your laptops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes so that you can grab the nuggets that we're talking about. And when we open the lines, if there's an area that needs clarity, you have a question or what have you, you want to make a comment, you have your notes before you to be able to do that. Now, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, that you take a quick moment. Invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. And so know that any efforts that you put in the atmosphere truly matter, and without question, the efforts that you put out there to support with expanding our outreach is valued and appreciated. Now, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and today we're looking at build it. You know, last week we took a trip to the dumpster. That's right. We went out to the dumpster, y'all. We took a trip to the dumpster, and we talked about what we need to throw out to be more successful, what we need to trash it, what we need to get rid of in order to achieve greater success. And in often cases, we have to establish new habits, new skills, whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is that we have to let go of those things that are not serving us on our journey. And interestingly enough, when we talked about throw it, trash it, get rid of it, the things that we talked about that we needed to remove out of our lives and we needed to take out to the dumpster is, number one, we have to remove excuses. We have to remove perfectionism. We have to remove fear, remove a fixed mind, and remove toxic people. Now, these are the things that we talked about that we have to trash it. Now we are going to take a look at and identify those things that we need not to trash, but those things that we need to build it. What do I need to incorporate by way of new habits, new skills, so that I am now in a better position to achieve greater success? You know, I have to be honest and transparent with you that Coach Adams is constantly looking at and evaluating where do I need to shift, tweak, adjust on my journey to be a greater, higher version of myself. Now, I'm not perfect, but I am in process. And that is the key. I'm in process. We all should continuously be in process, regardless of what our age is, regardless of where you are on your journey. There is always an opportunity, I believe, to grow. And I am one that I am truly a lifetime learner. And I'm not only just learning information and soaking it up as a sponge, but I'm looking at how can I implement what I'm learning so that I can be better. Ultimately, my desire is to be better. And I believe sincerely in my heart, I don't know all of who's logged on, but I believe that truly you desire the same. You want to be better in your life. You are investing this 1 hour of power, this 1 hour of empowerment. This is an hour that you could do anything with this time, but you have made the decision to join me here on the airwaves on Motivational Monday. And it is my heart's desire that I would give you some thoughts to process around, some tools, some gems, some nuggets that you can truly take and implement in your life. You may say, no, I see things differently. Great. At least we have the thought process going. And so when we're looking at what is needful to build, again, we've talked about what do I need to remove and trash it. Now we want to look at what do we need to build to be more successful. And the first thing that I want to challenge you on, and I'm sharing with you now that what we're going to talk about today, it's not breakthrough new things, but rather it's some things that maybe you have lost sight of, maybe you've lost focus on, and you need to reconnect with. Maybe you're already in process with it, and you need to take it to another level, level up, elevate, move to another level in it. But I want you to know that what I have grown to know to be true, that these areas that we're going to talk about, and we're only talking about four today, the areas that we're going to talk about are so important when it comes to the building blocks of success, the building blocks of success. And so the first of our building blocks that we're going to talk about is intention. Now, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you've talked about intention before. Well, I've already shared with you that what we're talking about may not be new information, but we're going to bring it back to the forefront because the things that we are talking about that are needful in this building process regardless of where you are. You may have already achieved your level of success that you desire. You may just be starting out on your journey. You may be in a position where you've achieved a certain level of success and you're trying to move to the next level. And so I challenge you, wherever you are on your journey, you have to stay intentional. What am I saying? Well, you have to know what you are aiming for. You have to get clear on what is it that I'm aiming for, and that each and every step that you take each day leads you in the direction of what you're aiming for. Now, when we talk about what we're aiming for, and it's so interesting because my mentor and I, we were having a conversation last week. I believe it was last week. And we were talking about this in a different way, intention. And this is what started this thought process for me to reevaluate at a different level. Because what we were talking about is that a parent doesn't say that they want their child to be homeless on the street, to have mental health issues, to, you know, be broken and all of this. That's never the intention. A child doesn't say, I want to be on the street. I want to be living out of my car. I don't want a job. No. You ask a child what they want to be, and more often than not, they will say, I want to be the president. I want to be an attorney. I want to be a this. I want to be in the entertainment industry. I want to be a star. I want to be in the NBA. I want to be in the NFL. I want to. There's great intention driving that desire. But it's never, I don't want to achieve anything. Not that I've heard. Nor is it that a parent would say, I don't want my child to achieve anything. So this aim is very clear. There's an intention that's clear, but the intention alone has to be activated by our plans that we have in place. The intention has to have that converter of plans that you can really see. It has to have those strategies in place. I think of me as an example. I could sit back all day and say, oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to lose weight. I so would love to lose weight. But I can't just say, I want to lose weight. I have to convert that into intention. I have to convert that desire into an intention. What does that look like? I have to say, okay, here are my clear, executable steps in order for me to achieve this desire. Here's the intention behind it. You could say, okay, I'm going to work out 30 minutes a day. I'm going to walk, whatever it is. I'm going to stop eating after 7, whatever it is. There has to be that intention. But that intention has to convert to another level in that I have to have a plan associated with that intention. Because being transparent with you, if I don't carve out intentional time to do my walk and be intentional about, okay, am I eating after 8? Am I not? What does that look like? What am I eating? What am I not? Then I'm just going to do what I want to do. Shenanigans. I'm just going to do what I want to do. Okay, buffoonery. But the intention is about knowing what the aim is and having clear, executable steps, executing that align with the aim of intention, that the strategies are in place, the right strategies that support your intention. So I want us to be challenged that, again, wherever you are on your journey, I don't want you to get comfortable with what you've achieved. There are some things that you can do today to tweak where you are in your intentions, whatever that may look like. And again, I am challenging myself regularly, just as I am as your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, coming before you and saying, I challenge you to even now as we're connected on the airwaves, that you would think about, where can I be more intentional? How can I be more intentional on my journey? What plan do I need to put in place? What things do I need to shift and have greater strategies around to ensure that I am now executing, stepping out, walking out with great intention? That is number one, intention. We have to refine, maybe redefine, our intentions. This is a part of that building process, the building blocks that we need in place to achieve greater success. Then we have to grow in greater discipline. I am guilty. Those of you that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, you know, yep, Coach Adams is a foodie. She tells you regularly and often, I have a love for food. I grew up rich heritage. My family is from Louisiana. So my Creole roots oftentimes and the appreciation from the rich foods and the seafood can get the best of me if I allow it to. Because I did not have the right habits growing up around food. And so as an adult, it's been a constant battle for me, just being transparent with you. I'm not a smoker. I'm not a drinker. None of those things were my issues, but food can be my vice at times. It really can be. I love to cook. I can get lost in the kitchen. It's therapeutic, actually, for me. But, of course, the richness of what I cook comes from my Louisiana heritage. And I've grown to have this appreciation for good food, different types of foods. I have a very wide palate for what I like, you know, and so that's me. But being that it's me, it doesn't make it okay to say, oh, you can just be out of discipline, girl. Just eat whatever you want to eat, whenever you want to eat it. No. And I'm fighting to grow in discipline in this area because, as my bishop would say, and I'm sure others would say, everybody has a thing, and this happens to be my thing. Don't judge me. I'm in process. Just as it may not be your area of challenge, but I guarantee you, you have an area of challenge that you need to grow in discipline in. And so don't judge what the other person's struggle is. Know your struggle and identify that and determine what do you need to do to grow in greater discipline in that area. And so when we're talking about growing in discipline, we're talking about what are the daily habits, the routines, that those things that repetitiously you need to do every day that are going to serve you. This is a part of our building block. Discipline is a part of the building block. I love the definition that my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program, have around habits. Now, I didn't look it up to see if this is in the dictionary in these specific words, because I love the definition that they have come up with and that I use often because of my role in operation as their global master trainer. And a habit is an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, addictive. It's a customary way of acting, fixed through repetition. And so when we're talking about discipline, this building of daily habits, it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost me, if I really want to get the result concerning weight, I have to delay my gratification of that yummy, delicious meal. I'm often teased because people who know me, truly know me, they know I love me some lamb. Give me some lamb chops or some rack of lamb, I'm in heaven. Some seafood, I'm in heaven. Creole, Mexican, I'm in heaven. Italian, I'm in heaven. These are all my favorites. And I say that because the daily habit, the delaying of our gratification, the sacrificing the palate sometimes to make better choices and decisions, growing in that through repetition. Now, this is the thing about the daily habit. It's routine. It's boring. I know it is. But discipline is so important. We can't get away from discipline. And I'm guilty at times. I want to get away from the discipline. I do. But we can't get away from the disciplines that are required to get the result that we desire. And so we have to grow into those daily practices, those daily routines. You know, I think about just as an observer, when you watch life live out, there is this beautiful Asian mom that lives in my community. And she and I ended up seeing each other as I was walking in the community. And her son, the moment that he was able to start walking, one of the things that I noticed is that they would walk together. Now, they would do it within his capacity as a toddler. This is what was clear to me about that moment, that very precious moment. That precious moment, she was establishing the habit in her son, the habit of this daily routine. And the goal is that we would establish habits as early as we can. And in some cases, we didn't have those habits. Like I will often say, my biggest challenge is, quote unquote, working out because I didn't have the habit of working out. Other areas I may have had the habit of, and so it's easier. And so this discipline and the daily habits and the routine that we build repetitiously, it is a choice. It is a choice that requires, again, us to be intentional. To be intentional in our planning, to be intentional with our strategies, to be willing to delay the gratification of our flesh that would say, I want to eat that. I want to do that. Satisfy me. And this is something that is very difficult for all of us. I'm not going to just say for many. I'm going to say I too fall in this in certain areas at certain times. But in order for us to achieve a higher level, we have to grow in the daily habits and the routine, the discipline of those things, those new skills and habits. We have to acquire them in order for us to achieve the success that we want. So again, these are building blocks to our success that we're talking about. The other is focus. Now, we've talked about the importance of intention. We've talked about the need for discipline. We're now going to look at what does this focus mean? You'll often hear stay focused. Where's your focus? You need to get focused. This is focus, 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 focus. I suddenly heard the Brady Bunch. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. So this focus is so important. But what does this exactly mean? This focus is our clarity of our vision. Our clarity of our vision starts with getting clear, not from the outside in, but I become clear from the inside out. I begin to envision every intimate detail of what I desire. This vision also represents knowing where you desire to grow. And in order for you to know where you desire to go, where you're desiring to grow, you have to first get clear on what is the target? What is my trajectory? Where do I want to be? And once you identify the big picture of that, then you can clarify the vision and the intimate details of that, but you have to first get the big picture in mind. So as an example, the big picture may be, I want to lose 50 pounds. Okay, great. Now you know what the target is. The big picture may be, I want to write this book. I feel I have a book project in me. The big picture may be, I have a movie script in me. The big picture may be, wow, I saw this image for this invention, but I saw the image of the invention. All of what we just talked about, it starts from the inside. It doesn't start from the outside of us, but rather it starts from the inside. So when it comes to our building block of focus, we have to clarify our vision from the inside out. And I have to tell you that this has been truly valuable for me, growing in the discipline of focusing not from the outside in, but rather from the inside out, taking the time, spending time with God. Now, that's what I do. I don't know what your belief system is. I'm sharing with you what works for Coach Adams. And principles are universal. You have to see where you're going on the inside. And you have to focus the lens. But you have to first get clear on what the vision is. You have to know where you desire to go, where you desire to grow. So the big picture is the book, the screenplay, the invention, the business, lose 50 pounds, whatever it is. You have to first see it, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Truly envision it. What does it look like? What is my target? What is my trajectory? Where am I trying to go? What is this gap that I have in my life, personally or professionally, that I want to fight to close this gap? So this ability to focus, you know, when I think about not so much on our smart devices, but when you have a real camera in your hand, it has the lens that you focus. So you're focusing in that image. And that is what we're talking about, focusing in the vision that is on the inside of you, focusing in the vision of where you're going. What exactly does that look like? And once you have the clarity and you're seeing it, you're envisioning it from the inside out, now the intentions are key. Because the intentions is how you're going to step it out. The intentions work with your discipline, the daily habits and routine that you have in your life. One of the areas that I'm growing in my daily routines is making it a point to get up at the same time regardless every day. Again, the routine, the daily habits. Establishing those daily habits that better serve who I desire to be and where I desire to grow. As I stated earlier, I gave you the story of the beautiful Asian mom in my area. Once her son was able to walk, I noticed and I saw it from a different point of view that she's establishing a habit in him through repetition of walking. Now when he gets older, no one will have to tell him, get out, move, walk. And what I love is that, as I shared earlier, she wasn't doing the walk at her capacity. He's a toddler. She was doing it with him at his capacity to simply establish that routine of the habit, to get him into the practice of it and the importance of it, and did it every day. It was truly inspiring for me. And at first, they couldn't go that far because, again, he's a toddler. But the stronger his legs got and the more he can walk, then they increased the capacity of the discipline of that daily habit through repetition. Whatever it is that you need to grow in the discipline of, that is what's needful for you to achieve your success. When I'm disciplined, you know it. There's less of me. When I'm not, you know it. There's more of me. I'm more voluptuous. There's more to appreciate. So we have to, and I love Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. You have to be true about what your area of weakness is that you need to improve so that you can get greater results. And so as we're looking at what we need to build, we're talking about build it in order to achieve greater success. We said we have to build our intentions. We have to build and develop in discipline. We have to build in focus, gaining greater clarity around our vision, envisioning where we want to go. We also have to expand our thinking. You know, so often we get stuck in limited points of view. We get caught up in there, and we're just right there within our framework. But in order for us to achieve another level, we have to expand our thinking. There are various ways in which we can expand our thinking. You can read. Reading helps to expand your worldview. You can network in different circles, circles that are not familiar with you. They have different people. That'll challenge you. Ask questions. Questions help to expand our thinking because we're processing. Get someone else's point of view. Now, oftentimes, we don't want to embrace someone else's point of view because there may be a shifting in us. And now, I have to let go of how I was viewing things. But when we are able to embrace others' points of view, it allows us to stretch. And expanding our thinking, it's all about stretching constantly, continuously, allowing our mind to be stretched and challenged. You know, there's an illustration that my mentors do with us as a team, and, you know, that, and I've adapted this in my coaching practice with my clients because it's so powerful, and I want to share it with you. You know, for example, I'm sitting in my studio space, and I'm looking in front of me, and what I see in front of me is one point of view. But if I was to turn and look in the opposite direction behind me, there's now a different point of view. And so when we're talking about expanding our thinking, we have to embrace that there is always a different point of view. You know, so often in my coaching practice, clients will come and they'll come in with a specific point of view. And then as we process through and we're sharing thoughts and all of that, then they are like, wow, I didn't think of it in that way, Coach Adams. You've given me a different, what? Wait for it, point of view. And the reality is how we view things is how we're going to do things. So you have to allow your mindset to be expanded. If you want to achieve great success, if I want to achieve great success, you have to allow your mindset to be expanded. Recently, I was having a conversation with a fellow coach and trainer, and I asked the question because we were talking about a specific area of teaching. And what was interesting is that we were talking about leadership, and I was connecting that back to leadership. And I said, you know, what was the lesson learned from this process? And they said, oh, I should study more. But they were saying all of those things. And I said, you know, I'm not saying you may not need to do those things. I said, but you expanded your thinking by getting a different point of view, right? And they said, yeah, I did. Yeah, I got a different point of view. And I reminded them that a leader, and I believe we were all created to be leaders. The leader may have to be developed in us, but we were all created to be leaders. The Word of God spoke to taking dominion. And dominion is a leadership role, capacity. And so that's why I say that I believe we were all created to be leaders. Now, we may operate at different levels in leadership, but we were all designed to be leaders in leadership roles or expressed leadership. And so I was sharing with them, I said, you know, I'm reminded as I'm sharing with you and talking to you that leaders seek expert counsel. And I said, yeah, that's right, Coach. I said, yeah, leaders seek expert counsel. You don't have to be on the island all by yourself struggling with that limited point of view. You're looking in front of you, and that's where your mind is fixed. But if you turned around, as we just spoke about, you would see things from a slightly different point of view. But how often have we gotten stuck in seeing things from one point of view? We never turn around. We never look to either side to see things differently. And that allows our mindset to be limited. And we're talking about expanding our mindset. You know, so often when we're in the midst of something, that's all we can see. Again, a leader seeks expert counsel. Maybe you need to stretch out of your borders. Get the thoughts of someone else. Hey, what are your thoughts around this? And, of course, as a coach, oftentimes people are coming to me and saying, what are your thoughts about this? Because they're trying to expand their thinking. They're trying to see things from a different point of view. And this expansion of our thinking, it's important to read. If you're not a reader, it's so important to read. Now, it's so interesting because my reading is very intentional. It's oftentimes personal growth development, business strategies, or something like that, something I'm teaching on or what have you. I don't get lost in, for example, a novel. I don't, because it's all about personal growth. You know, it's very specific and intentional. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, because you can still expand your mind even in that type of story. You never know. I'm just speaking to me, Coach Adams, that because I'm often teaching classes and different things, my reading is very specific. But it nevertheless allows me to expand. Networking. I had someone ask me, and I think this came up in conversation last week when we were talking about those things that we have to trash it. And a caller said, what are your thoughts on networking, Coach Adams? And what was interesting about that is that that was something that I knew was going to be a part of the discussion this week when we were talking about build it. Because it is so important to get into different circles. You know, I've often heard it stated, and I'm sure you have too, that if you're the guru of your group, you need another group. And that's what we're talking about here, that you have to expand and get into different circles, different environments, so that you're now able to expand your thinking. You know, the great thing about now in this time and age that we're in, you can do that from the comfort of your own home. One of the ways in which I set the environment for others to network in a different circle is through my private mastermind groups on specific subjects. Individuals from all different places, various locations, are logging on to a Zoom platform and coming together with like-minded individuals, meaning like-minded in that they're business-minded, that they're looking to grow to another level in the specific area of the topic of the particular mastermind group that we may be doing. If you want more information about an up-and-coming mastermind, this would be a great opportunity for you to take this number and text your name and MM for mastermind. Text your name and MM for mastermind if you would like to be added to the list for my next mastermind group and you would like to know more. The phone number that you would text and or you may call is 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Another opportunity for you to network in a different circle is with my lifestyle, personal and professional growth plan. This is receiving in a group setting coaching for 1 year through my lifestyle, personal and professional growth plan. You're networking again with like-minded individuals who want to grow and want that support on different topics. We meet twice a month. In a virtual environment, we have an established Facebook group for you to continue the conversation and to network with one another. Again, these are opportunities that support you in networking in a different circle. Embrace the thoughts of others. The way in which you would do that through my full circle of empowerment is one-on-one coaching. I would love to be your coach. I would love to support you on your journey to achieving greater results. I would love to support you in staying focused and being intentional and establishing the right habits, expanding your thinking. If you're willing to do some things differently to get greater results, I want you to know that I would love to be on your team. And I understand the importance of having right people on your team. It's truly key. Now, I want you to know that you have to make the decision if you are at a place of willingness to get different results, to do something differently that you have not yet done. That is a part of expanding your thinking. Expanding our thinking is this constant stretching out of our comfort zone, this stretching out of what's familiar, what I know, and allowing ourselves to embrace a different point of view, a different thought, ideas that would help us to expand. One-on-one coaching may be that very process for you, and I would love to support you. Again, text or call 310-289-2101 and simply give me a one-on-one. And I know that you want one-on-one coaching. MM for mastermind. Personal growth, PG for personal growth plan. Again, I have a full circle of coaching support to assist you because I personally am committed to assisting 100 people on their journey. And I would love to be on your team with the various full circle of empowerment tools that I have available to assist you. This is my gift of empowerment to you, to assist you on your journey. So what did we talk about today as we moved away from the dumpster and what we needed to trash? We said we have to remove excuses, remove perfectionism, remove fear, remove a fixed mindset, and remove toxic people. Now, if you missed last week's installment on Trash It, you want to go back to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U, to visit the archives, our on-demand library, and take a listen to Trash It. Then moving beyond Trash It is where we were today in Build It and this process of building. And we said there are four elements that we need in place. Now, you may say, there's more, Coach Adams. And yes, I agree with you, but I wanted to give you four central thoughts to process around that I believe are very foundational in this process. And so what did we talk about? We said our intentions are key. We have to have the right intentions, the right plans and strategies that would serve us in getting greater results. We talked about the importance of discipline, having the daily habits, the routine that is in our lives that we do certain things repetitiously. We establish those right habits and skills that serve us in getting greater results. Then we said focus. I must clarify the vision. I must envision from the inside out and know exactly where I'm going. What is the gap that I have? But I have to first envision where do I want to be. Then we said, lastly, that we have to expand our thinking. And a way in which we talked about expanding is reading, networking in different circles, embracing others' points of view, stretching ultimately out of our comfort zone. Many of us would love to just stay in the zone of comfort. But this is the thing about our comfort zone. It does not serve our purpose. The comfort zone does not serve our purpose. Because the comfort zone, actually, it's the enemy of our purpose because it wants to keep us in what's familiar, what we know. It doesn't want us to stretch and see things from a different point of view. The comfort zone doesn't want us to network in different circles. It wants you to stay in the circles that you're in. The comfort zone doesn't want you to seek expert counsel. The comfort zone is like, no, you know it. You know everything. So the comfort zone will fool you every time. And you have to make the decision, will I stretch beyond my borders and expand my thinking? I am so excited. I am so excited about where you are on your journey We're in the final quarter of this year, and you have a great opportunity before you. If you have not achieved the results that you desire for this year, guess what? It's not too late. You have an opportunity to make a shift, but it's up to you to make that decision. Again, my full circle of empowerment tools are available for you. Call or text 310-289-2101. In addition, we want to make sure we continue the dialogue and the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group. All are welcome. So we invite you, if you're not already a participant, to join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I don't know about you, but I always get a richness of what is shared, around what is shared, as I'm processing through the various thoughts and ideas that I want to bring to share with you. But I'm also challenging myself in the very same. Last week when we talked about Trash It, I said, okay, Coach Adams, you make sure you remove those excuses, the perfectionism, stay free, the fear, don't let it get the best of you, that fixed mindset, oh, I know it all. And the toxic people, the negativity, let it go, don't entertain the toxicity of the people that do not serve you. Let it go. Remove it. I'm constantly challenging myself to that. And now when I look at the building blocks, I'm challenging myself, and I hope you do the same, to be more intentional, to grow in greater discipline, to increase my focus, and to expand my thinking. And I trust that you do the very same. And to know that if you need support, I'm right here for you. And this is probably the right season as you close out this last quarter to get the game-winning support that you need. It's not too late. So reach out, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we close out today, I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. Know that I'm here, available to join your team and to support you in growing in those building blocks that are needful in achieving greater success. Maybe you're tuning in or listening for the first time, and you don't know who Coach Adams is, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Again, I want you to be reminded that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you, Y-O-U, on your journey to achieve greater success, and it would be an honor to be on your team. I want you to know that we are here every Monday to jumpstart our week, motivated and empowered, through the resources and tools of empowerment that are available on the various subjects and those areas that we look at. And we thank you for being here. If you got some richness out of what was shared today, I challenge you to tell a friend and invite them to join you on next week as we tune in together for this hour of empowerment. Well, I hate to tell you, it's time to bring today's rich broadcast to a close. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win. I thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to engaging with you on next week.